Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Football Friday's WIP Afternoon Show at 3 o'clock means Elliott Shore Parks. This call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. So great to talk to you, Elliott. How you doing?
Doing good. Not only is it Football Friday, it's Cowboys week. So it's even better.
Oh, man, exactly you get
right.
It.
It's exactly right. You can feel it down there at the NovaCare this week. They know it's different this week.
That's sarcasm, isn't it?
Shush.
Yes, of course. They have many, many other things on their mind besides the Cowboys this week.
That's not good.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm like, hold on, that's not good.
The rivalry.
Got you.
All right, Elliott. As I like to do on Fridays, I just want to start off with some injury stuff. Cam Jurgens was cleared out of concussion protocol, was limited practicing yesterday. What do you think his status is for the game?
I think he'll play on Sunday. And it's a huge surprise to me. Normally, when a player starts a week with a concussion and doesn't practice on Wednesday, I don't think I've ever covered a player, frankly, that didn't practice Wednesday with a concussion and then played on Sunday. So obviously all concussions are different. Happy he made it through the protocol. And it's a big boost for the Eagles, because if there's one strength of the Cowboys defense, it's that interior line. So I do expect him to be out there.
He's wearing that big brace, man. It was just a 15-second clip that you posted. But, man, even in that 15-second clip, I was looking at it thinking, man, Cam Jurgens, looks like he's not moving around great. But, you know, it's different when you start playing.
Yeah, I think that's every Eagles offensive lineman this year. I mean, the only one that I think hasn't missed a snap this year is Mailata. And, you know, me and you know, obviously, and the people that listen from doing the show with him, he doesn't, I think, feel great this year. So they're all, I think, feeling the effect of last year. But yeah, Cam with the knee, he's had a back thing. So it's been a rough year for him.
Jalen Phillips was on the, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
No. I got nothing. Okay. I mean, why didn't everybody get the excuse of feeling the effects of last year?
You don't want to hear about it, you said? Sorry.
I'm just wondering why doesn't that should be the explanation for everybody's down year. They all feel the effects of last year.
Yeah, I agree. That's why
mostly
every player that was on the Super Bowl team last year is not having a great year last year. If you look on the defensive side of the ball, Jalen Phillips has come in and really helped them. On the offensive side of the ball, though, who would you say is having a great year? I guess Goddard. That's really just Devontae. Devontae's having a good year. That's a good one. I think physically along the offensive line, just like we talked about with Saquon, they're all feeling the effect of it.
Uh-huh. The other guy popped up on the injury report. Jalen Phillips is on there with a shoulder or something. Is that just one of those things that they have to say? Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I expect him to play. Seeing him in the locker room this week, he's been out there at practice. I would be very surprised. I would be surprised if he even had an injury designation on the injury report, but I feel pretty confident he'll play.
And Willie Lampkin status for Sunday? Anything?
Well, that is the main topic at the NovaCare.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, they're getting pretty thin at the line. It's good Cam's back, but I don't think he's that far away from maybe being active on game day. Only one or two injuries away. So don't think this week, but maybe soon.
Elliot, what do you think is better for the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole, as a team, as an organization? They win on Sunday. They win 16-13. The offense looks the same. Can't run the ball real well. Can't pass the ball really well. Or they lose 41-37, and the offense is slinging the ball all over the place. Run the ball, passing the ball, offense looks great. What do you think ends up being better in the long run for this season of those two options?
Man, it's a great question, and I feel like every other year I might say the offense. But this year, I think they have to get that number one seed. I think it's so crucial for them getting back to the Super Bowl. Nick and Jalen have never won a road playoff game. If you look at the years the Eagles make the Super Bowl, it's almost always as that one seed. In fact, I don't think they've ever made it to the Super Bowl while winning a road playoff game. So I think getting the win, I get it. Like, if they don't play well on offense this week, I think it would be very worrisome. It is set up for them to play really well. But you could still have a few weeks there to try to get things together. I think every loss at this point is pretty tough. So I would say a win.
Welcome back to Reason and Logic.
Man, I was hoping we'd disagree.
I'm on your side.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I guess the football guys know.
Yeah.
Very disappointing answer.
Now
very
disappointing. Yeah. Football guy. Elliot, a shocking turn of events for you in that you every week on social media you post, you know, a little grid of where each team is at every position, who's better.
Yeah.
And I looked and I saw Dallas Cowboys at quarterback ahead of Philadelphia Eagles.
Dak is ass.
A shocking moment, Elliot. Truly shocking.
Yeah, so I think if you ask me to rank the quarterbacks based off everything and resume and all that, Jalen is obviously still ahead of Dak. But going into Sunday, if I had to have one of the quarterbacks, I don't think it's much of a question. Like, you would rather have Dak. Dak is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. That's especially true at home. I mean, at home, he's been unbelievable. The offense has been unbelievable. And Jalen is not having a good year. Not many players on the Eagles' offense are having a good year. So I still think Jalen, obviously in the hierarchy, belongs ahead of Dak, but anybody that's saying they'd rather have Jalen on Sunday, I think, is being a little naive in terms of how well Dak has played.
Against whom? Who's he playing
against
great against?
He's gone up against
the Raiders, the Giants, Washington.
Well, he put up 40 on the Packers, for what it's worth. I know it wasn't on the road, but he did put up 40 on the Packers.
And they lost.
They tied.
Oh, that's right. That was the tie game.
Yeah.
That was the tie game.
Yeah. Dak doesn't lose at home. So.
Well, he did last year.
Right. No, he did last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Not this year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Dak's been unbelievable.
I just saw him lose at home to Arizona and Jacoby Brissett, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And if it was.
How do you look at that game? How many interceptions did he throw in that game?
I'd have to go and look. But I know he has 21 passing touchdowns this year. He's leading the league in completions, leading the league in first down throws. The offense.
Empty stats, Dak. When it's a big game against a top opponent, usually curls up in the fetal position. Meanwhile, the other quarterback. No, you can put it in a regular season as well. Meanwhile, the other quarterback, and that Green Bay game was the second week of the season, I believe, and Green Bay ain't as good as everybody think they are. So
I agree.
I'm just saying, Dak usually doesn't show up in big games and win big games, nor does he play well in big games. Jalen does.
I agree with that. And if it was a playoff game on Sunday, I would rather have Jalen. But
is it not a playoff game for the Cowboys?
It's not a playoff game for the Eagles. If you want to talk about Jalen, like, it's a big game, obviously. Every game is big from here on out. But Dak has played better than Jalen this year. That's just a fact.
Yes, Jalen, well, no, he's put up empty stats. That's what he's done.
Well, what stats have Jalen put up?
I don't really care. Not 8-2.
That's the only stat that matters.
And against big and big games on the road, at home, Green Bay, Detroit, when people didn't think they'd win, they won.
Yeah, and he played well enough to win in those games.
Yeah.
But Dak has played better than Jalen has this year.
Mm. Well, you can have Dak. I'll take Jalen.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I think I wonder where the Eagles would fall on that. But, yeah, I will take Dak.
Why would the Eagles want Dak Prescott?
No, I'm kidding. They would
okay, now you said that. I'm just wondering. Like, what big game has he ever won? He's had talent around him his entire career. Top receivers, top running backs, number one offensive line in football. He had a great defense. Like, what has he done with it?
Yeah, and I agree. In the hierarchy, Jalen belongs ahead of him. But this thing I do is looking at who is playing better now. And Dak is playing better now.
You're rubbing my feathers with that. I bet the Eagles would think different. I'm like, why would they think different if they want to win a championship?
I think they would take Jalen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Take Jalen.
Okay. I had to find something to argue with him.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, since we disagreed on the win, on the win thing. Yeah.
Last thing, Elliot, and this is just a huge news out of the NovaCare facility, an award winner. Brandon Graham again wins the 2025 Pro Football Writers Association Good Guy Award.
Wow.
Now, do you think it's sort of cheap? Do you think that maybe BG came back just to win this award? He's only been back for 3 weeks. This is ridiculous.
When I heard about this, I also had the same reaction, but this is based off last year. My understanding is, I don't know why it's called 2025, but my understanding is it is not based off this year. It's based off last year.
Okay.
So I agree.
Well, so would he have won it if he wasn't playing?
I don't know. I guess he would have got it somewhere else. I don't know if to bring him back to Chickies for a day. Yeah. But
What is the ceremony like? Are you little nerds gathered around his
Is it the media award? Is
Zach Berman dancing around his ankles?
Is it a media award?
You mispronounced journalist.
My bad.
Yeah. I think I won this award.
I'm sure you did. I mean, come on. The camera couldn't miss you back in the day, kid.
Well, camera, microphone, none of it. They don't want to quote. They got me.
Elliot, you know, one other thing, because I heard this is not a, you know, gotcha moment or anything. We played.
No.
This specifically is not. It really just conversation. So, I swear.
Elliot, we're not setting you up. We're just having a conversation.
Moments we have are gotcha moments.
Would you put your back down?
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
When yesterday, and this has been mostly an AJ Free show, but I do have to ask this because he spoke after the practice yesterday, and we played the audio, and we played three specific pieces of audio. I just want to play them real quick because I heard your reaction to it was a little bit different than Ike and mine was. So the first one was when they asked him about the Jalen stuff.
AJ, there was a report that there was some frustration from players on offense with Jalen Hurts specifically.
Ask me about Dallas. Thank you.
So if you couldn't hear it, he said, ask me about Dallas. The next one was, and you asked that question. The next one was, Jack, was it the Saquon one? Yes, here it is.
When you say there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were, what would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. All right.
And then the final one was asking him about other wide receivers.
Do you pay a lot of attention to what other receivers around the league do? Like, what makes CD so...
Nah.
Why not?
Gets me upset.
All right, so Ike and I heard it. We thought we weren't surprised, just our reaction. And Ike, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. We thought ask me about Dallas was about the best that we're going to expect him to do in that I don't
expect him to stand up for Jalen. And him just not throwing water, throwing you know, fuel on the fire was the best we could expect. The Saquon answer was really him just, I don't think was insulting Saquon. He was basically just pointing out that nobody thinks that Saquon has lost a step. So that was that answer. And then the final one about him seeing other wide receivers, again, maybe not the best answer in the world, but like I didn't think much of it, but you felt a little differently? Yeah.
So, you know, the Saquon thing, he obviously was not taking a shot at Saquon. That was a joke. I think the point he was making was, well, his numbers are down. Does anyone say Saquon's lost a step? Now, maybe what he doesn't know is people have been saying all year that Saquon has lost a step. So Saquon is certainly getting criticized, too. My bigger issue was, I get what you're saying, that, you know, he says, I only want to talk about Dallas. He doesn't throw fuel on the fire. And maybe that's the best you can expect. I think what's disappointing is that that's the best you can expect. I mean, Jalen has been, you know, ripped to shreds by these like reports. Now, I will say people have supported Jalen too, but he certainly has been criticized. And this was a really good opportunity for AJ to stand up for Jalen, even if he didn't mean it. Players say things all the time they don't mean. But imagine what it could have done for
him.
You know, but imagine what it could have done for the team and for this like distraction and all that if he would have said, yeah, I saw those reports. We all support Jalen in here. You know, we all have to be better. Like even something little like that. So I just think that was a golden opportunity to support Jalen, and he passed on it. And I thought that was disappointing. And then the answer about, you know, he gets, I forget the exact phrasing, but he gets upset or jealous when he sees receivers around the league.
Yeah.
I know he's laughing through it there a little bit, and he was generally in good spirits, I will say, being there yesterday. But I just, we don't need another reminder that you're not happy that other receivers are getting more. You know, like we get it. Trust me, we get it. So I just wonder if you were Jeffrey Lurie and you watched that presser, if you're like, didn't stand up for Jalen, kind of reminded everybody he's not happy. Like, I don't know. I just thought there were a few missed opportunities there for AJ to change it. But you're right, he didn't throw more fuel on the fire.
I think I'm just at the point, maybe I'm at the point where everybody else was last week, where I'm just like, eh. You know, here's the thing with him and Jalen. I am only speaking from what I observe. I have no information. He does not like the guy. He doesn't like him at all. I don't know, you know, D-Jack said something, you know, person, whatever. Right. He just can't stand him. I mean, it's like, it's pretty obvious, and he could. I actually thought it was maybe not more telling that Devontae Smith was given the same opportunity by John Clark, and he basically passed on it too. I mean,
I thought that was disappointing. I mean, even last year when this all happened, and then it was after the Panthers game, and then they played the Steelers game next week. And the first drive, Jalen threw a touchdown to AJ, and they did a celebration together, right? Like, I don't think that at that point it was some come-to-Jesus moment where they became friends again, but it certainly stopped the discussion from there on out. I don't really remember talking about it in any meaningful way.
Sure.
So I agree, and I respect the fact to you know, obviously to an extent that AJ is honest when he speaks, but I just think there's times where you get a question served up that you know what the best answer will be, and deciding not to do it feels intentional to me. So I agree. Think that was such and it was, they've had chances this week, Devontae and AJ, to kind of, you know, make it clear that they're cool with Jalen. I just passing on it, I think, just doesn't help.
I think we agree there. I guess I'm just sort of at the point where
I guess I just had low expectations. Yes. I didn't really expect much.
Maybe that's just where it is.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, when do you fly out with fans of Philly to Dallas?
So I'm actually not out until tomorrow night because I have Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3. But excited to get down there. And I will say, I think those Kelly Green jerseys are going to look great under the lights of the dome where football is meant to be played.
There
so
it is
going to be an outstanding theater.
There it is. Okay. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily is a must listen every day. Elliot, thank you as always. Have a safe flight to Dallas.
All right,
thank
bro.
You. Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
There he is, Elliot Shore-Parris. I'm always just waiting for what is the thing that Elliot says that Ike will dive in on, and there was that one.
See, that's Elliot doing the double dutch on me with Jalen. Sometimes you want to be with him and support him, and then you'll jump off of him real quick. So
the only thing that matters are wins and turnovers, unless something else matters.
I wanted to.
Well,
I like trying to pin him in a corner with his anti-Jalen takes.
Well, I think we made a strategic error with Elliot last week or this week. Maybe it was earlier this week. When we started pointing out the training camp stats issue. Because I think he wants, I think now he's invested in saying that Jalen is not having a good year, so it can reaffirm the training camp stats. And we shouldn't have pointed it out. And
no, that is, we should have.
You think so?
Yeah, this is going to work out for us.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he's going to switch back.
You think
at
so?
At some point,
okay.
Yes. He, listen.
He's a little B.
Yeah. I was going to call him a flip-flopper.
A little B. Little B works, too. Little B works. Jack, what would you say? Elliot, little B or flip-flopper?
You can't just pin him down. Like, that's the issue. That's what the lie detector did its thing with
him. Slippery.
He's slippery. Like he the buttons on Saquon's shirt.
Yes, slippery. Oh, and Saquon hasn't given him another opportunity this year. I would love to talk to Saquon and see if we can get another opportunity for Elliot to button his shirt. All right.
Cufflinks. Put his cufflinks on.
Yes. 215-592-9494. You could only have one on Sunday. The offense goes off for 40 points. Eagles lose. The offense looks pretty much the same. Eagles win 16-13. What is better for the Eagles?
If they score 40 and lose on Sunday, that would be something.
It would be a riot. Yeah, it would be actually be hilarious. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, game day forecast in a dome. You know it'll be special. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.